The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Unc.
Yeah.
You see that goddamn water here this time, huh?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, please make sure. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite Unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree, Pro Bowler, all pro, all the way from Liberty City, at the bottom, damn near the bottom.
Yeah.
He's Chad Ochocinco Johnson, a.k.a. Mr. Real Rosado. Thank you, guys. Thank you all our subscribers that clicked and have followed us and liked our stuff and been watching us and been held us down from day one. We're now officially at 1,200,000 subs, and we can't thank each and every one of you enough. Please make sure you guys subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to us through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribe and listen to us through the Nightcap feed. Thank you guys for selling out Shay by LaPortier. But what I really want to thank you for is your patience, because the demand has been so great, pushed us back, but we're doing everything we can to accommodate all the orders. And so thank you guys for your patience. We're doing everything we can to expedite the shipments from France, because cognac has to originate in the Bordeaux region. So thank you guys again for your patience and supporting Shea by LaPortier.
Yeah.
Guys, again, thank you. Please make sure you go out and vote for us for the Webby Awards Best Sports Podcast. That's Best Sports Podcast. That's the Webby Awards. And the link is pinned at the top of the chat. And we're in first place. So let's keep it that way. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the voting ends at midnight on April 18th. Also, I would like to welcome a new addition to the family. We're excited to bring Adrian aboard. He's better known for running Shannon Sharp's burner account to the team. His story is very inspiring, and we're excited to have him on. We reached out to him and like, bro, you be liking and be posting all that stuff. You want a job? And he's like, yeah. I said, okay. So the team reached out and now he's an official member of the team. So Adrian, thank you very much.
Shout out to Adrian, boy. What's up, boy?
Ocho, okay. Before we get started.
Yeah.
Hey, got a little something in the bag. Look at that, Ocho.
But what's that?
That's the Synopsis Sports Media Awards 2024 new sports show, Nightcap with Unc and Ocho, the volume. So we got the best new sports show.
Wait a minute.
No. Let me take that back. I got the best new sports show because, as a matter of fact, I got the trophy in my hand.
Where my trophy
Whoa. You jumping the gun. You speeding right now. We're in a 30-mile-hour zone. Right now, I'm going 25.
Okay.
Drives like Paul Wall say. Drive slow, homie.
Hold on. Where my trophy at? Well, I'm trying to stack all my stuff up right behind me.
Whoa.
Why they keep sending everything to your house?
First
my plaque.
I feel threatened.
What are we doing?
I feel threatened. Chat. Can someone call 911? I feel threatened. I mean, he's really being confrontational. He's hostile right now.
You can't feel too threatened when you said I can't beat Max Holloway. So you really shouldn't be feel threatened if I get it kind of hostile right now. I want to understand why they keep sending you all the goodies and all the gifts and the rewards for things that the two of us have accomplished.
I'll answer that at a later date and time. But until you calm down, sir, I'm not going to be able to answer any of your questions.
Okay, I'm calm.
Okay.
I'm asking you in a nice manner.
Okay.
I would like to know where my reward is or my trophy, so I can also. I would like to show my kids. I want to show French fry. Look what Daddy did.
Right now, to the people that's in the chat, this is the Synopsis Sports Media Awards Nightcap with Unc and Ocho is the best new sports show of 2024.
Yeah.
Has the volume, who's our collab partner. Mm-hmm. And so Synopsis Sports Media Awards 2024 new sports show Nightcap with Unc and Ocho. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Keywords, Unc and Ocho.
Yeah.
Unc has something to show for the award. Ocho is right here empty handed. I ain't got nothing over here.
Well, at first, your award is coming.
Okay. I like that. Okay.
I mean, I like to see wars are like blessings.
Right.
You know they coming, you just don't know when. You know what I'm saying? Don't show the blessing,
yes,
the war coming.
Yes, sir.
But see, the thing is, you don't be on, hey, now, Lord, you know, I prayed to you yesterday waiting for this blessing to come, and it ain't came yet. But you harassing me.
Right. But listen, there's one thing about the man upstairs. You know, he sit high and he look low.
Yeah.
My grandma always told me, he don't show up when you want him, but he always on time.
Okay, expect that award sometime in the future.
Hey, that's why I love you, man.
One day you're going to go to the mailbox. You're going to go to the mailbox like, man, what's this? Then boom, all your stuff.
Like your Funko.
Like
yeah. Yeah, send all that. Send it. I really need that.
Synopsis Award.
And many other wars to follow later on in the future.
Whatever wars that we've already won, we trying to run it back.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Whatever wars that we haven't won, you best believe we coming for.
We need that.
We coming. We coming. Because all we're going to do, we're going to keep getting better. We're going to keep producing better content.
Yep.
We're going to be informative. We're going to be entertaining. And and enlightening. So we coming. So whatever wars that we won, best believe we looking for a repeat.
Yes, sir.
Like I always say, Ocho, if Pete and Repeat was on the fence and Pete fell off, who was left? Mm-hmm. Repeat. So that's what we trying to do. We trying to run it back. And if
I like that one. That was a good one.
So if you got an award in 23, early 24, 24 cancel Christmas. Cause they all them going to Nightcap, Unc and Ocho. In one way or another. All right, Ocho, let's get right into it. The worst kept secret, probably since Shaq, LeBron, and Tim Duncan came out, who's gonna be the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft. And the Indiana Fever selected Caitlin Clark, guard out of University of Iowa. No surprise there. The The Sparks chose Stanford on Cameron Brink.
Cameron Brink, yep. Yep.
She'll stay in California. We'll give the Sparks a two-way player, a prolific scorer, Naismith, a defensive player of the year. Mm-hmm. The Sparks also needed to replace Nneka Ebumike, who left for Seattle in free agency. Angel Reese went seventh to the Chicago Sky. So here's the picks. Indiana Fever selected Caitlin Clark, number one. The Sparks selected Cameron Brink, number two. Chicago Sky selected Camilla Cardosa, number four. The Sparks also had two top five picks, Ricky Jackson of Tennessee, the Dallas Wings, J.C. Sheldon, Ohio State, mm-hmm. Washington Mystics selected Aaliyah Edwards, forward out of UConn. Angel Reese was selected seventh out of to Chicago Sky. The Minnesota Lynx made a trade, Alyssa Peely from Utah, and Dallas Wings, Carla Lett from France. So that was your top 10. No surprise, really. I don't think there's any surprises, especially the top four. We know Clark was going to be number one. Mm-hmm. All indications that Brink was going to be two. Cardoso was going to be three. Ricky Jackson was going to be four. But the Chicago Sky traded back up to seventh to select Angel Reese. And so that's how it played out. Any surprises to you?
No surprise to me. I honestly thought Miss Reese would have went earlier, but those that went before her all fit very well, and they were team needs, you know, based on where they went. But I think what I really like is Camilla Cardoza and Angel Reese actually going to the same team.
Yeah.
So you go from competing, now you go to playing together.
Yep.
And I think that's really dope for them. Outside of that, I'm excited. The funny thing, I'm a little bit more excited for watching the WNBA coming up this following season as opposed to I am watching NBA. I ain't really watching NBA all season. I've been to two games all year. I've been to that Philly game, game when the Embiid dropped 70. And I went to that Knicks game not too long ago when Jalen Brunson was out. But I had a chance to, you know, sit in the garden. But I'm more excited to goddamn watch the WNBA this upcoming season. So this is dope. I think this is something I'm going to get myself into so I can talk a little bit more about it, the way I can talk about soccer, the way I can talk about boxing, and the way I can talk about tennis, so, and football for that matter. But I'm excited.
Yes, Caitlin Clark going number one overall. She goes, she teams up with last year's number one overall pick, Aaliyah Boston, and who's from University of South Carolina. And so now she's going to have better players around her. We know she has a great shot, has great basketball IQ. She can facilitate the basketball because she led the nation in scoring and she led the nation in assists. Those things translate. So if she's having an off-night shooting, she can get easier shots for her teammates.
Right.
You know, her impact on the game is already being felt. Because 36 of her games are going to be nationally televised. Yep. Never in the history of the WNBA has that ever happened before. That is impact. Butts in seat. Mm-hmm. That is impact.
Yeah.
Look at the Lakers. When they go on the road, there are more teams there to watch LeBron and the Lakers than
as
watch
opposed
their
to
team.
The team plan.
Same thing with Steph Curry. That is impact. Mm-hmm. She's going to have that type of impact. And we see this rise in women's sports. And so that's great for all women because there was a time that there was no WNBA and the women had to go overseas. It's nice to see that sponsors and advertisers and fans alike are starting to get behind these women's sports.
Yeah.
And we're starting to see because it's something to give the young girls that's growing up something to look forward to. Our young guys, young men, boys, they have football, they have basketball, they have soccer. They have so many sports to look forward to. But women is not like that. So for them to have for the WNBA to have a rise in popularity, and it seems like advertisers and the sponsors are starting to get behind, I think Caitlin Clark is going to be at the forefront of that. But this is a great group of young ladies. Mm-hmm. Cameron Brink, Camilla Cardoza, Ricky Jackson, Jace Sheldon. I am so excited. And Angel Reese rounding out, going to Chicago. That's great. I think all things being equal, she could have gone to Los Angeles, which would have been great. Go to New York. That's great. But Chicago is not a bad option.
Oh, not at all.
Big city.
That's a big market. That's a big market.
Yes.
Very big market.
I'm excited for these young ladies. Congratulations to all the women. And as I tweeted out earlier today, Ocho, this is not the end of your journey. A new journey starts now.
Just starting.
Now, hey, the greatest ladies play here. Show your why. Mm-hmm. Show your why now. It's not about what you've done. Hey, everybody at this level have accomplished something. Mm. Now you're 0-0. You've accomplished nothing in the WNBA. Now go show your why. So I'm excited for all these young ladies. Congratulations, young ladies, to all those that stood behind you, moms, dad, coaches, grandparents, brothers and sisters and loved ones alike. This is a dream come true. But this is not the end of your dream. This is only the beginning of it. Yeah. So congratulations to all those ladies and much success. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the first game is what, May 14th? So less than a month away.
Wait, already?
Already, yeah. Yeah. And the ladies were impeccable. Caitlin Clark had on Prada. Cameron Brink had the slit. Nice, like he's walking the red carpet. Yeah. And you know Angel was going to do it. You know Bayou Barbie was going to come on with it.
Yeah, she's gonna kill every time. Everybody has their own unique look and own unique style and fashion and fashion forward way of expressing themselves.
I
like it.
And I
that's
do too.
That's one thing I like about the WNBA players. Man, them girls put that shit on now.
Oh, they
put that shit on. But when it's time to come play, man, I enjoy it. Some very, 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 very stylish women. Very stylish.
Yeah. They were very stylish. They put on. But pretty soon it's time to put that hair up in a ponytail and put them gym shorts on. And now it's time to put up the couture. It's in time to put on some gym shorts and let's go do this. Let's go do this. This is what we came to do. So congratulations, young lady. Well deserved, well earned. Congratulations to all the people that stood behind them and backed them, because this no one gets here alone. And so, again, congratulations, and I'm extremely happy for each and every one of these young ladies that was drafted. Now it's time for our first segment of the night, Ocho.
Yeah.
And it's a news cap. The Eagles have extended former Heisman Trophy winner, first-round pick Devontae Smith, to a 3-year deal, $75 million. Devontae Smith contracts called for $51 million in guaranteed money. Devontae Smith is the Eagles' third major extension of the offseason. Landon Dixon, 4 years, $84 million. Jordan Mailata, 3 years, $66 million. The Eagles now have Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, Landon Dixon, and Jordan Mailata all secured to the year 2029. Devontae Smith has the most receptions, 240, and receiving yards, 3,178. Through the first three seasons in Eagles history, the Eagles appear to have wanted a head start on wide receivers market as they extended Devontae Smith prior to the extension of other notable receivers. Smith was selected 10th overall in the 2021 draft. The notable receivers from the 2020 NFL draft who are still in line for a contract extension have not received them yet. T. Higgins, CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Ayuk, and Justin Jefferson. So, Smitty says, you know what? Hey, bro, hey, y'all do what y'all do, but I got to do what's in the best interest of my family. And in the best interest of my family, I'm going to get a head start on this thing. So y'all do what y'all do. I'm going to take this 3-year, $75 million, 51 guarantee, and I'm going to get on up out of here.
I mean, like, and the most important thing about it is the guarantee. What is guaranteed? What am I getting? Forget what the numbers look. I know it looks pretty, 3 for $75 million. No,
right.
Let me see the real numbers. Let me break down what I'm really earning, you know, within that time frame, and what is coming to me, come hella high water. If I get hurt, no matter what, it's gonna be in my pocket. It's gonna be in my pocket
for sure.
Listen, them 3 years finna go by so fast. He finna double up and come right back to the bank.
Yeah,
he finna double up and have that Brinks truck back on up. Because I don't see Smitty slowing down anytime soon, especially in that offense that he's in. He's going to be productive the next 3 years. So he's going to see another payday.
I like the fact, Ocho, he's not waiting around to see what others. Because the worst mistake people can make sometimes is to measure your value by what somebody else got.
Right.
We see that an awful lot. Well, he got that. Wait, what? That ain't got nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not over there. You're right here. I mean, how am I going to tell, man, hey, they got cake over there and I'm in a hardware store. I can only get hammer and nails or salt. That's all I get. That's all I can get over here. Oh, no.
Right.
That's all I can get in a hardware store. They're in a grocery store.
Yeah.
So you're not where they are. So you can't say, well, they did this. Mm-hmm. Never measure your worth by what someone else got.
Right.
And so if you do that, you'll be fine. And so he's like, look, this good. I got to worry about my financial. I think he got a wife or a girlfriend, a kid. I think he just had a newborn within the last 6 months. And so if he feels comfortable with it, let that rock. Let that rock. Like you said, definitely. Hey, get that money early. How old is he? 24, 25?
25. He number 25.
25, yeah. So, hey. He go ahead and ball out like he's been balling out. Mm-hmm. They'll come back and see him again at 28.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Real, real quick.
So, congratulations, Smitty. He's one of the first guys that I had on my podcast at Club Shay Shay. Actually, we did it here in my backyard in the garage. And so, he had just won the Heisman, all the awards that year. So, congratulations in order to him. Yeah, yeah. And he's very deserving.
And you know what else? Hold on. You know what else? You know what Devontae Nutrition, you know what his diet is?
What is it?
McDonald's. I just wanted to throw that out there. I just wanted to throw that out there for you real quick.
You see how much Devontae weigh?
You see how much I weigh? He about 180, 190.
Devontae ain't never seen 180. I guarantee you, Devontae can come right now, look through my keyhole with both eyes.
Hold on. Chill. You ain't seen him lately. He been in the weight room. He about 190 right now.
Look at him.
I'm telling you, he about 190.
Hold on, Ocho. This is what we know because we played long enough. Whatever they list you as, you up under that. Especially with he probably about 165, 163.
I'm telling you, he done put on some weight this offseason. You know, he done bulked up. I guarantee you, when you see him this year, you can be like, God damn, boy, you been working. He about 190. I kid you not. You'll see.
Man, that joke was skinny, man. When I saw him be skinny. The man swallowed, I watched it go all the way down to his stomach. That's how skinny. I'm just saying, Ocho. That's how skinny the man is. I watched it go all the way down. I said, well, damn.
Hey, come on, man. Don't try my dog like that.
Nah, he good people. Yeah, he good. He's really good.
Real good dude.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What happened with CeeDee Lamb, boy?
Here we go. CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson skipped workout amid contract talks. The pair of NFL top receivers decided not to show up to voluntary workouts on Monday in the midst of contracts talk. I don't blame them. Both players are set to hit free agency in 2025 and will attempt to work out a long-term contract in order to stay with the organization. Mm-hmm. CeeDee Lamb will be playing on a fifth-year option worth $18 million. CeeDee is coming off a career year in which he led all NFL players with 135 receptions. He racked up 1,749 yards while finding the end zone 12 times. Jefferson has a base salary of $20 million. After the Vikings exercised his fifth-year option, the 24-year-old skipped voluntary workouts in 2023, although he showed up for the team's mandatory minicamp. I don't blame him. Anything that's voluntary means it's on my own free volition. Right. I decide to come. That's what volunteering is. Right. I'm volunteering my service. Yeah. You want me to come? Make it mandatory. I ain't giving you no money back. Just Jefferson and the Vikings nearly reached an agreement in 2023, although the deal fell apart and never was finalized. What you got?
Man, the boys, listen, them boys ain't playing by their money, man. They ain't playing by the money. And sometimes, you know what? It's one thing to love the game of football. It's one thing to love it and be passionate about it as a player. But you know what this business will do to you? They'll use it against you when it's pay time.
Oh, absolutely.
Listen, they will lose your love for the game of football and use it against you when it's time to get paid because they know, you know what, he loved the game so much, he's going to come in anyway. Yeah. Or he's going to show up to camp anyway. Yep. He's going to show up to camp. So that notion, you got to be careful. You got to understand you got to play the game. Especially when it comes to this business. It's one thing to love and be passionate about the game and love your team and be loyal to your teammates and all this. There's, you know, I am a team player. All that shit sound good until it's time for you to get paid and the business shows you exactly how dirty and ugly it can get. Mm-hmm. There's no reason CeeDee Lamb should not be paid at this point because the resume speaks for itself. There's no reason Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, I'm sure it takes time. You know, you got to do the numbers and all that stuff. You got to do the books. There is a lot that goes into it. But you already know these individuals are coming up. Right. You already knew you had...
budget.
Voluntary. You already knew you had voluntary camp coming up. You would want your best players in camp at that time. Would want them in time. So why even play this game? You did the same goddamn shit in Dallas. You did the same shit with Ezekiel Elliott. You had Zeke out there on the beach in Cabo, wherever he was at, working out, he was training, keeping himself. Why even play this game? And then they come into camp. You know how different it is. You could train 100 times a day away from football. But when you're in that structured environment, it's completely different. It's completely different. You think you're in shape working by yourself.
Nah, you ain't
gonna until you get out there with 11 on 11 and 7 on 7, and you're getting pushed around and moved around. It's a little bit different.
You get in shape by playing football. That's how you get in football shape.
Period.
Guys play basketball, they do open runs.
Yeah.
Because you get in shape playing basketball.
Yeah.
And so that's what you need to do. And look, but I don't have a problem with the guys. Look, it's early. Now, once training camp roll around and they're not in camp, now we're going to have something to really talk about, Ocho.
That's even worse, though. Why do teams play this game? Why? Why not allow him to be in camp happy for one, like you do your quarterbacks? You take care of your quarterbacks to make sure they're happy and they have nothing going on in their head mentally. So they clear. They have a clear mind, ready to go in. But when it comes to the skill position, they always got to fight tooth and nail. You got to drag them through the mud, no matter how good they are. You wait to the last minute. I don't know what point you're trying to prove. Okay, we're going to take care of that. 2 minutes before camp start. 2 minutes before camp start. Here go cross the ticker. Oh, so-and-so finally signed.
Ocho, man. The Cowboys won the Super Bowl. Emmitt Smith contract, he won and negotiated. He missed the first two games of 93. Emmitt Smith is the all-time leading rusher. And they made him hold out two games. They lost both of those games, and Jerry came to his senses and got him in.
Yeah.
Yes.
So from an owner's perspective, I know it's hard for us to think like owners or think from that business mindset on the other side of the spectrum. What is it that they're doing? What purpose are they as owners, do they do in withholding giving the contract until the last minute, or just
they don't want you? You remember last week, Ocho, I asked you to spell the word precedent.
Right.
They don't want to set a precedent. They don't want a situation where I ask, okay, the team just gave in. Let's just say CD wants $35
million. A year.
Team probably offering $25
million. Oh, no. No, don't lowball him. Okay, but go ahead.
That's how, hey, okay, now, okay, you come down, I come up. You come down. How soon do we meet?
Right.
That's how they're trying to look at it. The problem that they're running into is that you got that beast over there on the other side of the ball, Micah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You see what Myles Garrett got?
Yeah.
You see what Joey Bosa got? You see what TJ Watt got?
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, that was 2 and 3 years ago. Yeah. Inflation.
Yeah.
What you could buy, what you could get with $100 million guaranteed, you can't get today.
Mm-hmm.
Michael said, give me my money.
Yeah, you're right.
Because
you're right,
here's the thing, Ocho. This is a bottle of water.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Now, some places, that bottle of water, you can get it for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Some places, you can get it for $2.
Right.
Go to the ballpark, it might cost you $10. The value of the water is determined by where you are.
Mm.
You see, sometimes, Ocho, you have to look at it. If my value isn't right here, I might be in the wrong place. I might need to go somewhere else where my value is a little higher.
Mm.
Now, that's a bottle of water. I don't care what they say. It could have been in the old, they could have packaged it in Switzerland or Antarctica or right. The Ozarks.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it quenches your thirst.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it costs you a dollar. Some of it costs you $5. Some right. of it might cost you $20.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is where you purchase it from determines the value of it. Where you're playing determines the value. Mm-hmm. So maybe you might, hey, Ocho, because guess what? If I take this watch, I might take it to the pawn shop. Right. Pawn shop might say, man, I know what it's worth, but you coming in here, so obviously you need the money. I ain't gonna give you what it's worth. I'm gonna give you $5,000. Mm-hmm. Your homie on the street said, man, I like that. I ain't never seen that. I might give you 10.
Right.
You might take it to the auction. They're like, well, dang, Rolex only produced 100 of these. This one's in great shape. I think it might be worth X. You see, it's the same watch. Three different people valued it differently.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. Like you that. Don't value. Also in a relationship, it's the same.
Yeah.
He might not value you. Mm-hmm. You might have to leave.
Right.
And where somebody else value what you do
mm-hmm.
more than what you're currently being valued right here.
Mm.
But you can't be afraid to leave.
I like that.
You can't be afraid to leave. You can't, Ocho. A lot of times people are afraid. They're afraid of the unknown. See, this is why people are afraid of the dark and not the day. Because I can't see that well at night. Something right. might be lurking behind that door. Mm-hmm. The boogeyman might be out there. See, that's the difference between, that's what faith is.
Hey, you know what? People need to hear what you're saying right now, especially with that faith and that afraid to leave because of the value and whoever you might be in a situation where you're not feeling valued or you're not valued in general. Ladies, if you listen, fellas, if you got somebody you're dealing with,
it's not easy though, Ocho. It's not easy.
I know it's not easy, but still, just to put a little bug in your ear. You saying this tonight for a reason. It's going to hit somebody.
Yeah.
You saying it tonight for a reason. This came up tonight for a reason. For somebody that's listening, I'm telling you. Because you're in a situation where the person you're with is not valuing you and whatever it is you bring to the table.
It's it's a situation, Ocho, where my train of thought is... The Bible teaches us, it says, God says, have faith. See, faith is believing with not knowing. God said, if you believe, If you say, you got to believe first, and I'll show you. What is man the opposite? Man say, show me and I'll believe you.
Right.
And like so that. Most people, you need to show it to them before they believe it.
Right. Right.
But faith is the is taking that leap of faith is the unknown, but believing. Someone asked me, said, well, Shannon, when your situation ended at Undisputed, how did you know? I say, I don't gamble anymore. I said, but if I go to Vegas and I play roulette, I'm betting on black. I'm gonna bet on me.
Come on now.
You see the problem that people underestimate me because they forget where I came from.
Yeah.
This is the easiest situation that I've ever had to leave.
Right.
Do you understand where my family came from and how my brother and I got it out of the mud? Literally.
Right.
So you mean to tell me I can't remember? What did I tell you? If I've done it before, I can do it again.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Every time.
Barney Ford used to tell my brother and I, he said, boy, anytime I take y'all somewhere, you should always be able to get back. If I take you somewhere, he would always tell me and my brother, if I take you somewhere one time, you should get back. Hmm. Well, hell, I was on TV before doing what I did. You mean to tell me I couldn't get back on TV and do it again? Mm-hmm. If I got an opportunity, you mean to tell me that if I did this with Club Shay Shay, you mean to tell me I couldn't get with a host, a co-host, and create Nightcap? You lying to me. Mm-mm. Oh, y'all not finna tell me what I can't do. Just tell me it hadn't been done yet. Mm-hmm. Cause sometimes people try to force their beliefs off on you.
Right.
Just because you can't do it, that don't mean I can't do
it. I can't. Listen, everything is possible. Everything is possible. You put your mind to it. You put your mind to it. You got your little discipline. You put your mind to it. And you're willing to execute a plan to get it done. Everything and anything is possible.
And you know why I knew I could do it, Ocho? Because think about how hard I worked for the Broncos, how hard I worked for the Ravens, how hard I worked for CBS and Fox. Right. So you mean to tell me I'm gonna deny myself vacation and everything for them, but I can't do it for my own? I can't do it for Club Shay Shay? I can't do it for Nightcap? That's mine?
Yeah.
And that's what people don't understand. People will work themselves to the bone on somebody else's job and will give less than half the effort for their own. And then wonder why. I don't know why. Just think about it. If you had worked as hard as you did on Mr. Charlie's job, as you did for 10, 15 years, when you got your own, well, I don't feel like going to work today, so I ain't got to go to work today. Right. See? No. I'm going to show up come hell or high water. I'm going to have to be gravely ill not for me to show up.
Show up, right.
Because guess what? There were some times I didn't feel like taking my ass to work, but I went and got on that man clock. I can get on my clock.
Yeah.
That's the approach you have to have, people. That's the mindset that you have to have. If you can work that hard for somebody else, you should be damn willing to work that hard for your damn self.
Yeah. You got to want it. Can't nobody want it for you.
Nah. And Ocho, that's the number one thing I tell my kids. I can't want something for you more than you want it for yourself.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, oh, yeah, daddy pushing me. And then as soon as daddy turn around, you're like, nah, I don't really want to do that. Right.
Yeah.
And I always told him, you know, hey, do what you want. Because I've lived out my dream. My whole dream was to get Grant out of this environment. And now, if that's not your dream, they say, you not upset your son didn't play football? Hell no. That was my dream. That wasn't his.
Yeah. Yeah.
The last thing I wanted for my kids to be was 30 years old and say, well, daddy, I only did this because of you. No, hell, you didn't. You chose that major because that's what you wanted to do. Right. You chose that job because that's what you wanted to do. Shannon did what he wanted to do.
Right.
Shannon didn't push you in any direction.
Yeah.
Once you chose the direction, I said, okay, because this is what you're going to have to do. So no. I didn't. Yeah. Did I push my kids? Yes. Be better. Be humble. But not just, oh, son, you got to play football. He don't want to play? Okay, fine. That was my dream.
Right.
I don't force my dreams off on my kids. Mm-hmm. The hard work, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I make sure you're going to work hard now. I said, hey, at the Sharp household, it only got one room for one lazy mofo. I'm it. I'm the only lazy mofo that can lay here.
Right.
So Davante Adams rejects trade chatter. If I wanted to be gone, I'd be gone. For more than a year, trade rumors surrounding Davante Adams have circulated based on multiple factors, including coaching change. And he's 31 years of age, seeking to play for a clear contender. Speaking to Sunday at his youth football camp in Las Vegas, Adam told reporters he had no desire to be traded. If I wanted to be gone, I would be gone by now. This is where I want to be.
Sometimes you don't know when something is real, but even at 31, Davante, to me, still the most prolific
elite
route runner in the NFL now. He is highly inspiring, highly sought after. If he was to seek to want to be traded, some contenders, some thoughts on places that he could go and fill that role very good. Buffalo Bills being one of them.
Hey.
Getting that same type of monster player that Stephon Diggs was, that is an elite route runner that you can put in any position, can play from the outside, can play from the inside. He can beat man. He can beat zone. He can do it all. He can do it all.
He he built a nice home. He got a wife.
Yeah.
Couple of kids.
Yeah.
No so state income tax in Nevada. Yeah,
Buffalo ain't it,
though. Huh?
Buffalo ain't it? No.
I don't think he wants to move. I don't think
He said a contender.
That's what speculation said. If I wanted to be somewhere else, I would.
My bad. Go ahead.
After spending your time in Cincinnati, you ain't really trying to go back. You ain't trying to live in no cold weather, are you?
Nah, I like the cold now. Ain't nothing wrong with that now. I like that.
I'm in Vegas. I'm in a controlled environment. Eight games a year. It's going to be perfect. Nine games. So this might be the year the AFC have 9 home games.
Right.
Perfect weather.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he would love to play with a quarterback like a Rodgers. Hell, he'd take Derek Carr all over again. Because, hell, he would have 1,500 yards and was first team all pro with Derek Carr.
Yeah.
He just doesn't like the quarterback carousel. Mm-hmm. Quarterback for 4 games, another quarterback. He doesn't like that. He likes certainty.
Talk about certainty. Who's the quarterback right now for the Raiders?
That's what I'm saying. He Aiden O'Connell is the quarterback right now. It's gonna be interesting. Josh Allen.
Don't disrespect him, but I'm just saying. I love Davante to death, but I'm just saying if you could go to a contender, it would behoove you to do so, because I want to see you get back to where I know you can still play. And I want the numbers to show. I want the numbers to show that. So people can stop talking this, you know what, gibberish about, oh, I ain't even gonna go there. I ain't even gonna bring it. I'm not gonna give a table legs and bring that up. But you still.
Well, you know, Gardner Minshew is also the backup. They signed him. I mean, hey, while you're bull jiving, he got Michael Pittman Jr. 100 plus something catches and 1,300 yards. So if he can get, no disrespect to Pittman Jr.
Right.
I play, but I think Davante might be, but you know, hey, different city, different situation. I think the thing is, I mean, Ocho, he's like I said, he's a family man. He got kids. He ain't trying to really uproot his family at 31. But here's the thing, Ocho, and sometimes, you know, we all will. I want guys to win,
right?
As much as anybody, but ain't no guarantee. That's the thing that we love about sports. Ain't no guarantees. Because what happens? He get there, then the quarterback go down halfway through the season.
Sometimes there's certain gambles you got to take.
You know, sometimes you're like, damn, man. Brady was always healthy. Think about it. In 20 years. With the exception of 1 year. So 22, Brady came in at 20. So for 22, 23 years, one season, you had to worry about Brady not being up on the center. But every Sunday, every Monday, every Thursday, you trotted out there for 20 plus seasons. You know, 12, if you was in New England or Tampa, 12 was going to be on the center. Mm-hmm. And if he's on the center, I got an 85% chance of winning.
Mm, every time.
Everybody don't get that, Ocho.
Damn, man. Just think about that. Damn.
Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day,
yeah,
what's important to Devontae? Because everybody doesn't view championships as the end all be all. Now, right. Us, we've done that. Well, you a bum. I don't believe guys are bum if you don't win a championship. I just believe, I've been on record and I still believe this. Mm-hmm. I believe you can be great without a ring. But when we want us to add EST to it, you got to have that. And that's not to diminish anybody that doesn't have that. Because someone asked me, said, well, Shannon, which would you rather have? A Super Bowl ring or a Hall of Fame ring? I said, well, I ain't glad I got to make that decision.
Yeah.
I'm sitting pretty where I am.
Well, hold on. I got a ring too. And I got a
wedding band. You about to have a wedding band.
I got my own jacket. I got 101.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But so people like, oh, he wasn't. No. Are you trying to tell me because Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl ring, he wasn't one of the great quarterbacks? But the reason why they don't put him like as the greatest is because you got Brady and you got Montana and you got Mahomes and you got Manning and you got Elway with those rings and Bradshaw. So you got guys with rings and multiples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
Dano. I played in Dano's era.
Mm-hmm. Hey, sometimes it's unfair how we take a team accomplishment and it's not how do I say it the right way? Super Bowl ring, a ring. It's obviously it's a team accomplishment. So sometimes it's out of individual players' control. Just so happened, maybe you're part of that team that happens to go, you know, and some, I don't know. It just, it's weird how that works and how it's looked upon where you're seen in a different light as an individual based on a team accomplishment.
Yeah.
When it took a whole group to get it, as opposed to you as an individual, but you don't put that. They sometimes, when we talk about the greatest quarterbacks, they don't put Dan Marino in it because of a team accomplishment that his team wasn't able to achieve, but other quarterbacks were. I don't know if I said it the right way.
Yeah. But that's just the way we do it now.
Yeah.
That's just the way that's rings, you know, we had that debate. That rings, I mean, in order to be in the discussion, I think you have to have at least one. Now, it's not the end all be all.
Right.
But I think in order to be considered greatest, you need a championship because that's why you play. There's a reason why. Name a sport that doesn't have an end of the year championship. Name the sport. Be it ultimate frisbee. Be it what that is, cornhole. They got tag. They got all kinds. Ocho, you know, right? I watched on ESPN. They got pillow fighting now.
Yeah. Yeah,
they got pillow fighting.
Uh-huh.
I was a champ because I used to beat the brace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got pillow fighting. But at the end of the year, what did they have? Thing called a championship.
Yeah.
So if it didn't matter, they wouldn't have those, Ocho. Football, Super Bowl, World Series, NBA Finals, the Olympics. What do they say? The finals. They have gold, silver, bronze.
Bronze.
There's a reason. You look at a softball pile, have all those fast times, ain't got no goals to show for it. So how can I say he the greatest when he ain't got no goals?
Right.
If Usain Bolt, nobody would consider Usain Bolt the greatest sprinter without those gold medals. You got to have them.
Yeah.
There've been a lot of great sprinters. There've been a lot of guys. There've been guys that hold the world, had the world record that didn't have gold medals.
We got to remember those are individual accolades, though. They're in control of their destiny. Now, when we talk about basketball or we talk about football, you know, those are team achievements. But then when it comes to talking about it, it's talked about in an individual manner, like it's just the quarterback that got it done. When it took a team effort to get it done.
It still took that same team to get you that MVP. It was a team. Did he not play? So did he not play on the team to get that MVP? Or was he just playing by himself? And then once he got to the finals, we needed a team.
Right. You're right. You're right. That's a good combo. that's a real good combo.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Puka! My guy on the team, the winning team, Team Shark, to beat the brakes off of Stephen A. Smith in the Celebrity All-Star Basketball game. Puka Nacua say he's working out with Cooper Kupp and cutting out McDonald's from his diet. After setting an NFL rookie record, hauling in 105 receptions, 1,486 yards, Puka revealed that he's been training with teammate Cooper Kupp. His conditioning days were some of the tougher ones, the 22-year-old admitted. Cup was ready to get at right before the Super Bowl. He's already starting his integration to get ready to work out. A lot of mobility stuff, the first part, then continue to stay explosive. A lot of top-end speed we're working on. The first I came back, I think I threw up every day of the week. He wasn't a fan of that because it was on his lawn. Puka also revealed that he's changing his diet during the season, cutting back on some of the fast foods. I think Cooper would definitely not advise me to eat McDonald's as much as I did during the season. He wasn't a fan of that.
I see. This is what's wrong. This is what's wrong with us at times. We allow others to influence us. We allow others to get in the way. And it's the same thing. Tiger, when he was playing extremely well, you see what he did off the field, right?
Yeah.
Stay with me real quick. You see what he did off the field. And then once that diminished, it seemed like everything else diminished with it. Now, Puka Nacua, I need you to pay attention. Look at the season you had last year.
Yeah.
Understand your nutrition and your intake and what you consume throughout the entirety of the season and the numbers you put up. Now you go around and you come back the following season trying to change up the whole scenario and change up what you did, which was working. If it ain't broke, there's no need to fix it. Regardless of what Cooper Kupp says, or might say or advise you, do what works for you. Do what works for your body.
Okay, we'll try it out then. He say, I'm going to try it out. I'm going to try to don't go even, with no don't fast even food. No. Oh, whoa.
Don't try it.
So
stick with what you
so
know.
So you didn't add nothing.
If you had a season like that, eating the way you do.
He said, what if I could add a better season?
Stay within your...
What if I could add a better season?
No, you wouldn't have had a better season.
You how you know?
Because you wouldn't have.
How you know?
Because what you eating don't what you eating don't
yeah,
make
it
a break
does.
You.
Yeah, it no, does. It made him tired.
No, it don't.
Made him tired. Made him tired.
I ain't never get tired. No, it don't. No, it don't. Mm-hmm. No, it don't. No, it don't.
There you go, Cooper. Got to be willing to switch it up.
No, you don't. And you know what? And like, if his numbers are not reflective of what they were last year, it's because the goddamn nutrition.
First of all, he might have a better season, but not have the numbers that he had.
I ain't trying to hear that.
I ain't trying to hear all that. So numbers is the key. So that's what you're telling me.
Because when it's time to get paid, they're going to use the numbers. Yes, numbers is the key. Thank you.
Ain't that
what you always say?
He going to get paid, right? Ocho.
When it's time to get paid, they're going to look at the numbers. And when you was eating McDonald's, the numbers was astronomical.
He said, I'll cut it out.
Is that a word? Was that a word?
Yeah, astronomical.
Okay, I'm just making sure it was a word. I made that shit up on the fly.
Yeah. He said, I ain't eat that McDonald's like that no more.
And no. He said he's not going to eat as much of it, but he's
no,
still
he
going to eat
No, he said he's not
going to
eat as much fast food, yeah.
Oh, he's still going to eat it, though. I'm going to talk to him. Pooh might be watching. I'm going to tweet him.
Yeah.
Don't change no goddamn diet because... Well, Cooper, hell no.
I made that look. I ate a certain way. I mean, to each his own.
Man.
But there's a reason why they hired all most of these teams, except you guys. Y'all cheap ass. Most people hire these nutritionists. to come in
and
cook.
Man, listen, I ain't trying to hear that.
The Bengals so cheap. Y'all ain't got no trade. Y'all, listen.
All that nutrition and all that stuff, man, ain't nothing but a money grab, man. That's, I ain't trying to hear that, man. Everybody got all these nutritionists and everybody still getting hurt and dropping like flies. The goddamn injury, non-contact injury is up 47%. You got all these boys eating like goddamn rabbits playing a goddamn barbaric sport and wonder why your body goddamn breaking down. Nah, ain't nobody
you ain't got to eat all that foo-foo stuff, but man. You ain't got to eat all that fast food.
Listen, what you do need to do is you need to eat stuff. You need to build a callus up in the... I keep saying it over and over and over. Stop eating like a goddamn jackrabbit and you play a goddamn sport where you run into each other at 30 miles an hour and you... You know what? Don't worry. Ain't nobody gonna listen to me. Y'all keep
there you go. There you go. That's what you're doing.
Hey, keep eating your green stuff. Keep eating all that healthy stuff and wonder why your body and y'all keep getting hurt. Keep eating it. Watch what happens. It ain't nothing but a money grab. That's all it is. Oh, you gotta eat this and you gotta eat this, right? And it help with performance, it help with explosion and all this other stuff. And you're pulling this and you're pulling that. You can't run, you can't explode. Man, please don't get me started. I'm hot. Now I'm mad.
What you mad at? What you upset about?
Because I mean, I'm just they allow all this new stuff and technology and food and all this green and all this. This is healthy.
You ain't playing Nintendo 64. Why you ain't playing Nintendo 64? What was wrong with Nintendo 64? Why you got all them gaming apparatuses? Why you got that chair? Why you got all these monitors? If you so against advancement,
where's the advancement? If everybody is going backwards, everybody getting hurt.
Everybody don't get hurt.
Where's the advancement? Injuries are up.
I believe the injuries are up because guys aren't practicing.
So you mean to tell me
guys don't do no kick, don't no hitting, and just go out there on Sundays.
They hit on Wednesdays.
They don't hit nothing. Oh, I ain't gonna put no pad. You only get what, 13 padded practices a season?
Hold on. So you're saying the reason they're getting hurt is because they're not hitting?
You're not gonna blame them
I think it might be a combination.
But here's the thing, Ocho. It might be a combination. It might be not hitting, it might be overtraining. Ocho. He said Cooper Kupp was ready to start training before the Super Bowl. The season just ended. You got to give your body some recoverability.
I don't like it. Eat what you want. Understand what works for you. Understand your body. Injuries are up, and I know why injuries are up. It's because the bullshit they putting in our system. That's it. I have nothing else to say.
You got to fast food. But anyway, Kevin Durant says the key to healthy season was avoiding floppers and crash dummies. Tonight, Kevin Durant was included in the reported 11 players projected to lead U.S. basketball into the 2024 Summer Olympics. The Team USA is finalizing 11 of its 12-man roster per Woj. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Holiday, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Bam Adebayo, Tyrese Halliburton. They have room for one more. That inclusion was anything but a surprise, but KD is coming off a strong season in which he also played in 78 of 82 games for Phoenix. With the backdrop, KD spoke to the Arizona Republic and delivered some unbelievable quotes to help lead to durability. No players flopped into my legs this year. Last 2 years, I had a teammate flopped into me and an opponent flopping to me two straight years and caused me MCL injuries. If it wasn't for that, I probably would be out there the same amount of games, but I'm glad nobody flopped. Just stay away from crash dummies, you know. These dudes who try to sell calls don't mind hurting people by diving on the floor and trying to sell a call. I know who those guys are. I try to stay away from them. Like KD calling out Team Mason and some of the other guys that flopped into his knees, because that caused LeBron James. LeBron James, 1 year, I believe, was having an MVP season. Yeah. And I think the guy was, I hate to mention your name, Solomon Hill. All of a sudden, he's diving on the floor like he tried to make the team and dove right into LeBron's and ended up messed up his ankle or his knee? Ankle. Ended up messing up his ankle.
Yeah.
And
damn.
You're surprised. Think about how much they jump and more guys don't come down on somebody's ankle.
Yeah.
Think about, I get it. Oh, it's just hard. And I understand, you know, some guys, that's how they made it into the league, diving. But going at a ball, like you said, it's not like KD has the most sturdiest foundation. The dude's 7 foot tall. So you know what I'm saying, Ocho? You know, just a little tweak.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Damn.
So what, you okay with with him?
Yeah, but KD. I mean, KD cool. You know, I talk to him. He not one of them healthy eaters either. He ain't one of them healthy eaters. That's my dog. I done been to five guys with Kevin. I done been to five guys with Durant down here in Miami. No, that one five guy. It's a little burger spot.
Ocho.
So I know he, you know, he flipped back and forth, you know, between eating what's right, then eating, and he got a combination of both, which is why
you see how skinny Kevin Durant is.
Yeah, but that's his frame. His frame and just like that. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do to that.
Kevin Durant, I guarantee you, it can be raining, downpour. Kevin Durant stand on the clothesline and not get wet. I'm just telling what it is, though. You know, I'm telling you now. Saw it myself. Saw it.
Hey.
I mean, some guys just have that frame. Matter what they eat, Ocho.
Right.
I mean, look, we've all had teammates. I had teammates. They needed to go out on Friday night. They were going to get drunk.
Right.
Hey, man, come on. Hey, Sharp, look, shut up. I play better. All right, hey. Long as you do you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, some guys ate what they wanted. I wasn't that guy. In my mind, I had convinced myself, Ocho, that if I ate a certain way, I would perform better. The mind is a magnificent thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is. But
that's how you became you, because you believe you was better than everybody else. Mm-hmm. That might have not been the case, but you couldn't tell Ocho that he wasn't.
Oh, no.
See?
Oh, no. Oh, man, I'm gonna go out there and show you. I'm gonna talk it and I'm gonna walk it and I'm gonna back it up. Everything, everywhere. Yes. Huh? Stop playing with me now. You know what it is. I'm coming to the party. Uninvited. Uninvited. I'm there. Front door. Yeah. Hello, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
We finna have a time.
Yeah, you ain't getting nothing today. I bet I leave with more catches than I had coming into the game. What you wanna bet on that? Big mouth.
Oh, it was some fun days.
Man, please, hey, Ocho.
Don't get me hyped in here, man. Don't get me hyped. Hey, don't get me hyped, man.
I don't even know why you talking. First of all, why are you talking? You on special teams. You're not going to even see me on the field.
Yeah.
When you see me, I'm running off the field or running on, or you running on, and I'm, we never go, why are you talking? You don't have to guard me. You doing all that talking.
Yeah. I would have some fun days,
man. You know what? It's always like, it's like the dude, you not driving the car, you in the back seat, or you in the passenger seat, and you trying to holler. It ain't even your car. First of all, if you in the back seat, you definitely shouldn't be trying to holler.
Right.
But ain't nobody hollering to nobody in the back seat. None.
You don't like that? You ain't never did that?
Oh, me? I did. Man, hey. early Dim Ocho, I was in the back. Me and the home, you know, me and some of our teammates, we rookies.
Right.
We stopped. Hey, we saw this girl. You know, back then.
What's up?
Ocho, hey, you know,
check
back
this
then.
Out.
Back
check this out, Red.
Hey, I like, hey, throw some meat off in that car. You know, yeah, you gotta. So, you know, back then, Ocho, you could flag women down, they would stop. You ain't flag, ain't no woman stopping for you. Now you flag them down, they're gonna call the police on your ass and say, okay, yeah.
Real quick.
And they're gonna check. Yeah, he's still following me. He's still following me. Then the blue lights gonna be on your ass. Uh-huh. But anyway, I was in the back seat. Man. And so, you know, I was just going to chill until this one stepped out. Mm. Man, dude tried to get out. Man, I pushed that seat forward so quick.
So you can get out there first?
And pinned him against the steering wheel. I beat it 2 points. Man, yeah. Man, I'm hoping that thing like Pepe Le Pew. You know how Pepe Le Pew, you know how Pepe Le Pew would fly, would glow back there?
Yeah.
Happy. You were slow.
She was fine, huh?
Huh? Was she?
Damn.
Man.
You let that one get away, huh?
Ocho. See that? Nah, let me tell you what. It wasn't nothing I could do, Ocho.
The disappointment in the way you said, let me tell you.
Ocho, she had just took the army test 2 weeks earlier. She was going to the military.
Oh, no. You got to find her, though. You got to find her. She might be eight.
don't think I didn't. You know, it was a 2-year lapse, but okay. I tracked her down.
You tracked her down, huh?
Did I?
Okay. Okay.
It just so happened. She was in Hawaii when your boy was going to the Pro Bowl. I had to make it. Hey, once I found out she was in Hawaii,
yeah,
I went crazy on him.
Yeah.
They're like, man, what the guy in the shop? He bad sharp, need to get across that water.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. I like it. Hey, that hey.
She was still stacked up like dirty laundry in the dorm room.
Yeah.
Was she? What?
Y'all still in contact?
Nah.
You let it go by the wayside, huh?
You know time. You know our time is. You know our time.
Yeah, that's a good
time
story.
Time ain't our friend.
Yeah.
Time ain't our friend. But you know, back then, Ocho, you could wave somebody down.
Oh, yeah.
Young ladies, I ain't mad at you to pulling over now. I wouldn't even attempt to flag somebody down now. Mm-hmm. You just choked that one up, say, hey, that's one that got away. But, man. Woo. Boy, those were good old days, Ocho. Those were good old days.
Day's over, boy. My jersey hanging in the rafters, man.
Yeah, man. I miss those times, man.
In the rafters.
The stuff that me and some of the homies used to do.
Hey, I got stories for Dave. We'll save it for another day. After I got to make sure I'm able to tell those stories, so there's no. I'm talking about, listen, let me take my glass off. Unk, boy, some good ones, boy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Hey.
I can imagine.
Boy. Hey.
Yeah, we are, Ocho, I didn't have very many fumbles on the field, but I done fumbled a lot of them off the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, hit my A, fumbleitis.
some good days, boy.
Man, I miss those days, man. Look here, Ocho. I don't miss them.
It's cool to reflect on them at times.
Ocho, you know sometimes how you sitting alone and you just be thinking, you like, damn.
Yeah. Oh,
well.
Oh, you say, oh well.
Hey, yeah. Those days ain't never coming back again. And no, I'm okay no. with that. No, I'm one, okay one, with that, Ocho. Hey,
once it's gone, it's gone. And, you know, yeah. you got some people, as you get older, they try to relive it. They
oh,
try
no,
to,
try, no, try, no,
you can't,
no.
You can't do that.
No. Love,
once it's
no,
gone, once it's gone, it's gone. Leave it love, for the young folk.
Love is like an eclair.
Yeah.
Once it goes cold, it can't be reheated.
Oh,
you
no.
got to throw that away. Everything
oh, no.
everything ain't meant to be reheated, Ocho. Now, yeah. I know we like leftovers.
Yeah.
And sometimes the leftovers taste better than the original meal.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you say, you know, yeah, I don't have enough of that. You're going to throw it in the trash. Go on and throw it in the trash, Ocho. Let it go.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to let the hair go with the hide. You just got to, Ocho. You just got to.
Mm-hmm.
But hey.
Damn.
Man, Ocho. Like I said, we're going to save the story. Because I got a funny story to tell, man. I can't believe my homie did this to me, man. I was like, yeah. Oh, man.
You got to hold on to it.
Check this out. Will Smith joined J Balvin at Coachella. For Men in Black performance, Will Smith made a surprise appearance on stage with J Balvin Sunday night, dressed in a full Men in Black suit and sunglasses, performing the title track to the 1997 film, Men in Black. Here it comes. We know what it is. It was great to see Will up there. He looks like he's having fun. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see that he's bounced back. He seems to be getting his footing back. We all know what happened a couple of years ago. We don't need to relive that. But I am glad to see Will Smith getting back out there. I think people forgot that Will Smith was a bona fide rapper, turned into a first TV star with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
And then, you know, box office, you know, Men in Black and some of the biggest movies that Hollywood has ever produced, Will Smith starred in it. So I'm glad to see him getting back out there.
Yeah, most definitely. It's really good to see Will back. He was in good spirits when I saw him. I think maybe it was last month, maybe month before last. I saw him at the Inter-Miami match. You know, I went to watch Messi play.
Right.
Had a chance to sit down and talk with Will Smith for a little bit. He was with Dave Gruttman and some of his other people. So that was pretty cool. He was in good spirits then. And I hadn't seen him, you know, before then. I'd seen him in 2010. Came by the trailer when I was on Dancing with the Stars. I was on Dancing with the Stars, and we talked for a little bit. But I mean, he's a good dude, man. A good dude. I wish more people, wish the masses were able to know who he is outside of what you see on videos or on camera or that's said and stories that are written about him.
Man, that's dude, what. Man.
Real good dude.
Ocho.
Yo.
Now it's time for Nightcap After Dark. And boy, is this a doozy.
Oh. Nightcap After Dark. If your kids are watching, please put your kids up.
Yeah, put them to bed. Put them to bed.
It's 11 o'clock. Put your kids up.
I'm going to give you another 25 seconds to get them kids to bed because they don't need to hear
them. Get them off now. I don't want to hear no excuses.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.